Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi. Thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm eager to learn.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? And while we're at it, what would you like to know about our voice AI services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha Data AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hey, Mary. I haven't heard much about Dasha AI from others yet, but that sounds intriguing. Could you tell me more about what makes your platform stand out? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha, AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
I see. That sounds pretty powerful. AI that talks like a real person to boost leads, huh? Well, common challenges I hear about usually include reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping conversations engaging without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle those tricky parts?
Tell me more about reaching the right people efficiently and keeping those convos engaging for you.
Sure thing. Reaching the right people efficiently means targeting prospects who are genuinely interested and likely to convert, so you're not wasting time on dead ends. As for keeping conversations engaging, it's about sounding natural, understanding context, and responding in a way that feels human, not scripted or robotic. Our AI is designed to do just that, making interactions smooth and effective. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that optimistic scenario. So a year from now, if your AI helped us skyrocket lead quality and conversion rates while saving tons of time, that would be amazing. Maybe we'd see smoother, more natural conversations that actually close deals faster. What kind of results do your current clients usually see in that time frame?
What do you mean by smoother, more natural conversations that close deals faster? Why is that important to you?
Great question. By smoother, more natural conversations, I mean interactions where the AI understands the prospect's needs, responds appropriately, and keeps the flow feeling human, not robotic or awkward. That's important because people are more likely to trust and engage with a conversation that feels genuine, which leads to faster decisions and more closed deals. It's all about building rapport quickly and effectively. Does that resonate with your experience?
Tell me more about building rapport quickly and effectively.
Absolutely. Building rapport quickly means creating a connection early in the conversation, showing empathy, understanding, and genuine interest. Our AI uses natural language and context awareness to pick up on cues and respond in ways that feel personal, not scripted. This helps prospects feel heard and valued, which boosts trust and makes them more open to your message. When people trust you, they're way more likely to say yes. How do you currently approach building rapport in your calls?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Good call, bringing it back. Right now, a big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without burning out the team. It's tough to keep every conversation feeling unique and engaging when volume grows. Also, tracking which leads are truly promising can get tricky. Does your AI help with prioritizing leads or managing high call volumes?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and tracking leads are affecting the business right now?
Scaling outreach and tracking leads can really impact the bottom line. When outreach isn't scalable, you miss out on potential customers because your team can't reach enough people personally. And without good tracking, promising leads might slip through the cracks, wasting time and resources. That means slower growth and missed revenue opportunities. So improving these areas can make a big difference. How do you currently handle these challenges?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missing out on potential customers and slipping leads affects your growth?
Absolutely. Missing potential customers means fewer sales opportunities, which directly slows revenue growth. Plus, slipping leads can damage your pipeline's health, making forecasting and planning harder. Over time, that can stall your business momentum and make it tougher to hit targets. It's like having a leaky bucket. You're losing valuable prospects before they even get a chance to convert. Does that sound